First off, let me wish and hope that everyone is safe and healthy. Thank you for joining me for this month's Amen Spiritual Recovery recording of the partial newsletter for April. And this month is a special month. It's a special time of the year, one where history has shown us where faith is our real protection. Of course, this does not preclude common sense. We shall overcome, our faith tells us. Not that we will not experience sickness, tragedy, separation, loneliness, hunger, etc. Faith is a mystery. It is not something that can be scientifically proven or logically explained to others who don't have it. But this faith can give us inner peace to get us through sickness and tragedy, etc. Without it, there is really no lasting peace. Let's look at this month's special days. We have two of them. Take Passover. There are many levels of teaching in the scriptures, but if we look at some of the most basic lessons from the story of Passover, it's Yahweh's protection over his people. His people consist of those who have had many levels of faith. Some were Jews in principle. Some were people of faith and continued to practice the rituals as they could. And some were saints and prophets. But protection was given to them all as they performed the ritual of making their homes safe. Again, Yahweh protected them from the Pharaoh who chased after them, from famine, and more. And yet some of them lost faith in their leader, Moses. They felt the need for rituals and worship, and thus created an idol to worship. Let's not forget an idol is not only a statue, although it is represented here as the golden calf, but anything we put before God, our own reasoning, which might look like I can make my own plan, or work, addictions, lust, pride, etc. Yahweh answered by giving Moses the guidelines to live a healthier moral life, one that will allow us for spiritual growth and development, thus increasing our faith. During this time of Passover, we were told not to forget and to tell the story to the next generation. There is more to Passover than passing the story of the flight to the younger generation. Let us not forget the ritual of telling the story, or the rituals involved in the dinner. Well, the rituals involved in the dinner might lose the main message. The main message, having faith in God and his direction for us. Follow the Ten Commandments as laid out, not as we interpret them for our own good. Share how our own faith in God, not necessarily in a religion, has helped protect us through difficult times. This leads me to the next holiday this month, Easter. At the time of Jesus of Nazareth, rituals once again became more important than God, Yahweh himself, in the Jewish community. People of that time were told they had to perform specific acts, go to certain people before they were able to approach Yahweh. Those in charge continued to add more and more rules, other than simple guidelines laid down earlier by Moses. These additional rules took the focus off the goal, which is our personal relationship and connections with God and others more about the acts of rituals. Easter symbolizes the mystery of faith for the followers of Christ. Here Yahweh sent his Son to remind us to put the focus back on him, the Father, and the world, and that the world is temporary, not our true home. God became human so that man, human, can become God. Jesus of Nazareth continuously taught the kingdom of heaven is within. When we are in the kingdom of heaven, we are in God, and God is in us. He was eventually denounced because the Jews at the time were looking for freedom of oppression, which was not what Jesus offered. He offered eternal freedom, liberation from this world. In last month's newsletter, I spoke of prayer, the consent to God within. When this is done, and it happens over time for some of us longer than we'd like, it creates a portal. This portal brings us into the kingdom of heaven within. Be safe, be healthy. Shalom. Peace. Amen.